Irish culture has changed in the last few years. People are much more open about mental health challenges that they're facing, and that has helped other people. We're trying to foster that now in the workplace, and in particular in the environment of health service provision, because we have people working in hospital and clinical environments every day. They are responding to the needs of people with all kinds of health difficulty, and obviously stress and related mental health challenges are, I suppose, part of the lived experience of health workers. So that's the kind of thing that we've been discussing today. We're hosting a joint session of our two conferences this morning in the Clayton Hotel in Sligo, and of course we're conscious of the fact that the building that houses the Clayton Hotel in Sligo at one time in the past was a centre providing psychiatric services. So the history of the building certainly feeds into the conversations and the debates that we've been having this week. We have 500 delegates from Sligo since Friday. We've had a very full conference debate over the last couple of days, and over in our services and enterprise conference we heard yesterday in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Sligo, we heard our colleague Ashley Connolly talk about things like the gig economy and the casualisation of work contributing to a future where we might be, you know, where the challenge for trade unions is dealing with employment that you could describe as a high-tech sweatshop, and this very much looking to the future of work, the kind of challenges people face, and coming back to the whole issue of mental health, the precariousness of people's work, the uncertainty they have around having a regular income, obviously that contributes to you know, challenges to people's mental health. So, you know, when we look at all of the issues that we're dealing with, they're all very much integrated and pulled together. And that's been, I suppose, our conversation for the last few days. And as we finish up in Sligo at lunchtime today and delegates begin their journeys home, I think everybody's taken away an awful lot to think about these last few days.